The next case on the docket is case number 13261, an application of Sampson Resources Company for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 13261 on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. We intend to call three witnesses in this matter. The three witnesses are Connie Wagers, will be offering land testimony. Matthew Bircher will be offering geologic testimony, and Dan, and I apologize if I'm not mispronouncing the name, but I believe it's Grave, G-R-A-E-V-E. Mr. Grave will be offering some engineering testimony. I believe I've distributed the exhibits to the commission staff, and they should be calling in shortly. I might point out, Mr. Examiner, while we're waiting, these three witnesses will be testifying in 13261, 62, 63, 64, and 65.
Thank you.
Hello, Connie?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Ms. Wagers, this is the hearing officer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would just like to place you under oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Connie, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Connie R. Wagers, W-A-G-E-R-S.
And Connie, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm employed by Sampson Resources as a landman.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Okay. Connie, we're going to try to move through the exhibits relatively quickly, and so like your assistance in that regard.
You bet.
Mr. Examiner, we'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Okay, Connie, let's turn to the packet of exhibits for case 13261, and let's very quickly go to Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is a regional location map showing Divide County and the area of the units we're discussing today in our application.
And Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 shows an outline of the Ambrose Bakken Pool. In yellow are the three 1280s we're requesting today. You'll see two darker colored to the west. Those were on our last month's hearing, and the order just hasn't issued yet.
Okay, and then Exhibit 2A.
Exhibit 2A shows the same three 1280s we're requesting with Sampson and his partner's ownership shown. Do you want me to go through each one of those or just...
You could just point out quickly where what Sampson's interest is, yes.
Sampson's interest in 2 and 11 is 72%. Our interest in 1 and 12 at the moment is 33.8. We have some other leases coming in, so that will increase. And in Section 6 and 7, 163.98, we own 65.9%.
And in the 1280 that you're proposing where Sampson does not own a majority interest, will you work with other working interest owners to determine who should be the appropriate operator?
Yes, we will.
Okay. No further questions of the land witness.
Any questions from staff? Mr. Bircher, the next witness.
Yes.
Mr. Bircher, this is the hearing officer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to place you under oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing? Mr. Bircher, do you promise?
Yes.
Thank you.
Matt, state your full name for the record. Spell your last name.
At Bircher, B-I-R-C-H-E-R.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Sampson Resources as a geologist.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Matt, let's turn to Exhibit 3 in the packet. Tell us what that is.
Exhibit 3 is a structure map of the Bakken Shale showing gentle dips to the south. And also the units in question. Also is a section line, cross-section line, going from A to A prime, from the west to the east.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is a graphical representation of that cross-section line, showing the Bakken Reservoir as a continuous reservoir. Gamma ray on the left and resistivity on the right for the log.
So it's your opinion that... the three sections that you're requesting to be included in the Ambrose Bakken Pool are part of the same common source of supply as wells that are wells that would be drilled in the existing pool. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions of the geologic witness.
Questions from staff? Mr. Grave, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, Gravy.
Thank you. I'd just like to place you under oath. This is the hearing officer. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Dan, would you state your full name for the record? Please spell your last name.
Dan Gravy, G-R-A-E-V-E.
And Dan, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Sampson Resources as an engineer.
And you have not testified before the commission previously, is that correct?
No, I haven't.
What I'd like you to do, Dan, is briefly highlight for the examiner and commission staff your educational background and work experience.
Okay. I graduated in May 2010 with a Bachelor's of Science in Petroleum Engineering from the Colorado School of Mines. Since then, I've worked as a reservoir engineer for Sampson Resources, worked in the Williston Basin exclusively, and during the summer of 2009, before my senior year, I worked for Sampson Resources as an engineering intern and completed a Williston Basin study.
Okay, and in preparation for today's hearings, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant engineering matters that are under consideration today?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
We'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Dan, let's turn to the packet of exhibits. First for case 13261, let's start with Exhibit 5. Can you tell me what that is?
Exhibit 5 here is a well schematic of the 1,280-acre spacing units in question. Shown here is a north-south oriented lateral. It's planned to the middle of the unit with bottom hole location shown.
Okay. And you'll honor the 200-foot setbacks in the heel and the toe, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next exhibit then, Exhibit 6. Can you tell us what that is? And there's no need to go through each item that's on there, just hit the more relevant items.
Yeah, Exhibit 6 shows the reservoir properties and economics here for these spacing units. Shown is a estimated ultimate recovery of approximately 270,000 stock tank barrels, which yields economics return on investment of roughly 2.35.
Okay. And Dan, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yeah.
Mr. Exano, that's all the questions I have for this witness at this time. We'd offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits are received into the record. Are there any questions from staff, this witness?
This is Bruce Hicks. I've got a question for Matthew. I didn't catch it, Matthew. What's your target? Is it the Middle Bakken?
These will be all targeting the Sanish Three Forks.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Anything further on this case?
Nothing further.
That'll conclude the hearing then on case number 13261. The case will be taken under advisement by the commission.